We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Well, it's going to be a big day here Saturday at One Bills Drive, and in many ways a sad day as well, because the Buffalo Bills are ready for their celebration and remembrance of team owner Ralph C. Wilson Jr., who died last week. It is a public celebration and remembrance coming up here at One Bills Drive, and yes, you are invited. Joining us in studio to talk about it is the Bills Vice President of Event Operations and Guest Experience, Andy Major. Andy, thanks for very much coming by here tonight. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Murph, anytime.
So this is kind of a big deal Saturday. The Fieldhouse is going to be wide open from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and tell me who you think will be stopping by. What sort of people do you think will be coming by Saturday?
Well, we think a lot of the public will be there for sure. It's a great way to remember Mr. Wilson and all the great things that he accomplished in his lifetime with the team, his military service, certainly in the community, especially in Buffalo. I mean, this guy had a major impact on this community.
And it's a public ceremony, a public not a celebration, rather, not a ceremony. And the parking lots open at 12 noon, and there's one specific entrance for people to use, correct?
Yeah, we open up at 12 noon for the parking lots. Everybody's asked to come in off of Big Tree Road, make it a little bit easier for parking with all the construction going on. So that'll be nice and convenient for fans to come in and out. And then the event starts at 1 o'clock. It's a walk-through exhibit. They can come any time between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. We'll be open the whole time. There's a lot of really cool and interesting stuff, and it's going to be something else for fans to really remember Mr. Wilson.
One thing before we move on to the inside, on the outside in the parking lot, and it makes sense. There's no tailgating. You don't want to turn into a game day atmosphere out there.
No, it's not that kind of an event. I mean, it's a memorial, but it's also a celebration of his life.
Yeah.
And there's so many nice things to see. Buffalo Bills related, his military service with the Naval Academy. A lot of fans didn't realize he was a naval veteran, and the things that we have to show are really, really interesting. We've got stuff from the Hall of Fame. We've got stuff from Mr. Wilson's home in Detroit, from Mrs. Wilson herself. And boy, we've got some nice things here from the stadium, too, and from the team as well.
So essentially, fans will go to the front door of the field house, the Buffalo Bills field house, probably line up and walk through it, looking at all of these exhibits.
Yeah, it's set up. I think it's set up really classy, you know, and it's set up where we can accommodate a lot of fans, but comfortably. And it's a walkthrough exhibit, again, like I mentioned, but plenty of room for fans to walk around to see all the different things that we've got set up for Mr. Wilson on his behalf and in his memory. And one nice thing, and I think is kind of interesting for fans to see, will be we're going to set up his old office. You know, when he was here working at the team headquarters, we're going to set up his office the way it was when he was actually sitting behind the desk and, you know, delving out the orders to Bill Polian talking to Marv Levy and all the coaches and all the GMs in between from, you know, 1960 through today, through last week.
Sure.
I mean, so, you know, it's going to be something special.
So you
really
have the desk and the furnishings from his office here in this building and even from the old administration building.
Yes, absolutely. We're putting it all together. And even his lamp, which is, you know, if you look at the lamp and you see it looks like a bit of an older school lamp from maybe the 70s. And it's really quite remarkable what's been put together for this weekend.
It's been highlighted in the last 8 or 9 days since Mr. Wilson passed away, his military service in the Navy in both theaters, Atlantic and Pacific. What do you have, what artifacts, pictures, what do you have highlighting that in the display?
You know, without giving everything away, one really cool thing is there's going to be a 60-foot by 30-foot flag hanging from the rafters. And that'll be behind his display. We've got some representatives from the Naval Academy that are actually going to be standing guard at his area. And things like that. And certainly some photos from his days in the military and some artifacts from the Hall of Fame, some of his medals from his service in the Navy. You know, he accomplished so much in his life. And, you know, what an honor to have worked for such a man and an owner who's owned the team for that long. I mean, in any sport, this is something that it's never been done, never happened. And, you know, to pay tribute in this way, I think, is only fitting.
So much of Mr. Wilson's legacy is tied up in the formation of the American Football League back in 1959 and 1960. I imagine that's one of the highlights of the display.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, the Foolish Club and the 1960s. People forget sometimes, especially the younger folks, you know, the two AFL championships. I mean, Buffalo, we were world champions 2 years in a row in the 60s. And, you know, Mr. Wilson was a huge part of bringing you know, the Buffalo Bills into the NFL and bringing the NFL here to Buffalo. And, yeah, there's so many interesting and amazing artifacts that will be on display. Interdispersed between all the artifacts are some quotes here and there from some of the folks that knew him best and knew what Mr. Wilson really represented, you know, which I think we've all heard in the last week, you know, what an amazing person he was. He was humorous. You know, he's respectful. He was classy. He was us. You know, he was our team. He was everything to this team.
How did you pull all this together in 7 or 8 days here, Andy?
Well, you know, it really wasn't that easy.
Yeah.
And but I will say we've been working with the Hall of Fame for a number of months now, almost a year, on Buffalo Bills history, all of our artifacts, storing those artifacts properly, climate controlled. Really taking care of what the Bills' history has been.
Yeah, I remember there was a three-person group that came here last summer looking at some of the artifacts in the old building.
I've been working hand-in-hand with Joe Horgan at the Hall of Fame and his crew, his curator, Jason Akins, and their crew. And, you know, they've done a great job in really preserving the memories of the Buffalo Bills and Mr. Wilson and everything else in between that represents Buffalo Bills football.
And they've helped out with some of these artifacts that you've assembled for this weekend.
They really have. And, you know, another kind of neat thing that has come up in a way is obviously the fan response has been so nice to see and so tremendous and almost overwhelming with support and love for the family and for what Mr. Wilson has done for the community. We've gotten a lot of things from the fans, too. Hey, you know, take this. You know, we'd love you to have this. Please give this to the family. Whether it's a little bit of a sign that they put together or just a thank you, Mr. Wilson, flowers left at the entry to the stadium, all those kinds of things to show, you know, once again, what Mr. Wilson meant to the community. But people also don't maybe realize how much the community and the fans meant to Mr. Wilson. And he said how many times over and over, boy, the Buffalo fans, they're the most passionate fans in the world. He loves this community, and he always did. And, you know, sometimes that gets forgotten as well.
Andy, as part of the walkthrough, there's also a guest book, correct, for visitors to sign?
Yeah, I think right at the last part of the walkthrough exhibit, there's a couple of guest books for fans to sign, and we're going to present that to the family after the event's over at some point. And just another way for fans to kind of, hey, thanks, Mr. Wilson, or just to sign their name that they were here. You know, they were part of this and part of this kind of saying goodbye type of thing.
So, again, the particulars, it is this Saturday. And tell us the times and parking lots. And
12 o'clock, parking lots open. The event itself will open the doors to the field house beginning at 1 o'clock. There's no rush to get here by 1 o'clock. Right. We'll be open until 4. So fans can come and walk through at any given time between 1 and 4 o'clock and get to see all this stuff and sign the guest book and take some photos if they wish and enjoy what Mr. Wilson gave us and gave this community, which is the Buffalo Bills.
It's going to be a great day, Andy. Thank you very much. Andy Major is the Vice President of Event Operations, Guest Experience for the Buffalo Bills. This Saturday, the celebration and remembrance of Ralph Wilson starts at 1 o'clock. Parking lots open at noon. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.